and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Well, farmers continue to make rapid harvest progress. Dairyland Seed District Sales Manager Keith Rico says harvest is rapidly wrapping up.
They really are. You know, the weather being very nice, grain moisture has been extremely low, heard as low as 6% moisture. We're by Napoleon, that area, just things got really dry in central part of North Dakota. Down that Watertown area, they got to and go west on 212 towards Redfield. The crop was above average there, and the averaging area pretty good in considering the prevent plant areas that were there. But storage became an issue, kind of slowed harvest down a little bit, getting corn put away. Some elevators were full up, ethanol plants shutting down early, and so some of that happened. But I'd say we're probably 95% done with corn harvest in South Dakota. So,
yields depended a lot on soil moisture.
The average yields in some spots, I thought they'd get a little bit more. And the crop that really carried the yield of the guys that had extreme moisture wet, where we had a lot of prevent plant areas, was actually turned out to be some of the best crops for the most part, because some of those guys caught rains enough even through early July that kind of carried things across. And there are some record crops. SDSU had trials south of Aberdeen, 285 bushel, I think with a 250 plot average at SDSU south of Aberdeen. And let's take up prevent plant areas. That's an area where I've seen sections of ground unplanted down there. So with that, those days planted were like the 22nd, 25th of May, and really good. We had plenty of heat.
Northern parts.